Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Chiellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Hobnob and Vinings is where we are. Dale Murphy, the subject of today's Lunch with a Legend series. Want to thank him for joining us. If you missed the conversation, it'll be up at The Fan app, driven to you by Beaver Toyota of Cumming, also at 680thefan.com. 12 o'clock hour brought to you by the fine folks over at Wade Ford. We'll talk to Laura Rutledge from ESPN in about 5 or 6 minutes from now. Real quick, wanted to mention the Indy Stars' Greg Doyle had a moment with Caitlin Clark, who was drafted first overall by the WMDA's Indiana Fire. Let's just let the cuts speak for themselves.
Hi, Caitlin. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
Just doing a heart symbol.
I like that you're here.
I do that in my family after every game, so.
Okay, well, cool. Let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Okay, that is very strange.
Well, look,
he's apologized for
it. Yeah, he's written a whole column in an apology. He did the Twitter apology, then wrote a column.
Because I like that
for
you're here.
Yeah, but if you thought it was just a one-off, then I guess, and you can see when they go back to him, this is how it went a little bit later on.
Christy, Greg Doyle, Indy Star, hi. You just were given the keys to that. What are you going to do with it?
Yeah. Listen, I know what he meant, and I know he was really happy that she was there.
I like that you're here.
But as he said, it came across. I think he called himself oafish.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I don't think he meant any harm.
No,
it was just, believe me, I know from awkward moments, and he had an awkward moment.
But you know
what
the
are you going to do with it?
Ask me what the problem is.
What's the problem, Chris?
They went back as far as 2010 and started to read his tweets, and some of them are not good.
Well,
they didn't age well, because that's what happens when all of a sudden you're thrust. I will say this is how it started out with him for the day. Before all this happened, watching the reaction of the new Indiana Fever star, Caitlin Clark, when we meet in Indianapolis, it hit me at just how much the world has asked of her for 4 years, and we're about to ask for more. It's too much, but we're going to do it, and she'll probably deliver.
It's a nice column.
He started out.
Yeah.
That's before the press conference. It started out his day really well. It just got a little bit worse.
I think I'm going to start walking around, you know, when I leave Hobnob, when I'm getting gas, when I'm in the gym. I'm just going to do that to everybody.
What are you going
to
do? What is that?
The heart.
We're on the radio. I don't know if you know that.
No, I'm saying after I leave here.
Okay.
I'm just going to make it a part of my daily
routine.
You
know what I'm going to do? This is what I'm going to do.
I don't know what that is.
That's a triangle. I'm going to goof people up thinking I'm starting something new.
It definitely.
Or.
I don't know what that is.
That's
either.
Almost a square or a diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to start doing things with my
your
fingers.
Your own version of it all. You can join Sports Saturday and do the same if you want. You can join Westy in the live broadcast 11 to 2 at Lake Point. Legends of the Spring going on. You got prep baseball. You got the Elite Club National plus the Pairs Tournament volleyball action, Rise Hoops, basketball at the Champion Center, all there at Lake Point and Sports Saturday 11 to 2. For more information, visit lakepointsports.com. She fulfilled a lifelong dream at the Masters. We'll talk some NFL draft with Laura Rutledge from ESPN as she joins us next. Hobnob and Vinings is where we are. Chiellini, Domino, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation. Like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
It's 1224, Chiellini Domino, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Hobnob and Vinings is where we are. Dale Murphy, the subject of the Lunch with a Legend series. Want to thank First Horizon Bank for making that possible. We talked Masters earlier in the week. She was busy last week in Augusta and also busy with the NFL draft a week away. Laura Rutledge from ESPN right now, kind enough to join us on the Hobson and Hobson Newsmaker line here on the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Laura, always appreciate the time. How are you this afternoon?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing well. Talk about that experience last week and how that was really something that was on your bucket list, going to Augusta and doing what you did, doing a fine job, might we add.
Well, I appreciate that. And really, the kind words mean a lot to me. I feel like there's so many times when that's not the case, and that's okay, right? Like, we do this job. We know we're going to get criticized, but to have some kind words meant a lot to me. And yeah, I mean, I still am pinching myself. I can't believe that I even got to do it. It was better than advertised there at Augusta. I had always dreamed of it. Like you said, it was a total bucket list item for me. Growing up in Georgia, we never really could afford to go over there and actually see the Masters in person, so we would always watch it on TV as a family. And you know, really a cool full circle moment for my family as well, to be able to watch the coverage and to know that I could be a part of it.
Laura, 30 seconds before the red light goes on a Tuesday night in Bristol compared to 30 seconds before the light goes on Thursday at Augusta. Go.
Okay, so it's funny because, you know, I've done a lot of really high-profile NFL games and things like that, and certainly NFL Live every day, and there's always a little bit of a butterfly moment, right? Like, I firmly believe that if you don't feel that, then you don't deserve to do this job, because somebody else who would care a little bit more and feel it a little bit more should be in your spot. So if the time ever comes where I don't feel that, then I will give my seat to somebody else, and I should do that, right? But so I'm used to those feelings, but this was completely different in Augusta. And I think the interesting thing is you're trying to find the right tone. Like, you don't want to sound necessarily, it is almost like being at church, right? Because of the reverence of the place and what it means. And it's the best event in all of golf. And, you know, for those of us who love golf in general and just love the sport, you revere it. But then you also want to still sound like a normal person, right? So like, I was like in between kind of those two, and, you know, definitely could feel some nerves for sure. But at the end of the day, it's like we're all just enjoying something and celebrating the beginning of spring and a tradition like no other, which is the Masters tournament every year.
So the reason I even put something out on social media, look, I've banged on a lot of people. Just like you said, people have come back and bang on us. That's the way, that's the format. I get all that stuff. But it seemed to me that the tone and tenor was either discussed beforehand and you were the right choice for a lot of reasons, or you guys figured out as it was going on what the tone and tenor was supposed to be. And that's not a very easy thing when you have reverence for what it is you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, we definitely discussed some of it, but it was funny, actually. The people who were responsible for giving me the opportunity, which I'm so thankful for, they had just consistently said, you know, be yourself. I mean, obviously, it's a different tone from, like, breaking news with Adam Schefter on NFL Live, or, you know, doing an NFL playoff game, the divisional round of the playoffs, and it's just chaos down there on the field, and it's like the energy's revved up in the place. It's totally different from that, but I think, you know, I think common sense would tell you that you do dial it back a little bit, but you also still bring energy. The cool thing about Welcome to the Masters is it's an important initiative for Augusta National. That they do want to extend these open arms to people who may not be golf fans. And, you know, there were so many people that complain, and I understand that we're not showing the golf. It's because we can't, really, until
right.
Three. So that's the whole point of the show, is like a little sprinkling of golf where we can. We try to push a little bit. I kept saying to the producers, I'm like, ooh, could we check in on that grouping? Like, let's see what Scottie Scheffler's doing. Let's see what Tiger's doing, because we did have, you know, some of the opportunity where Tiger was out there. We can't really show a ton of that. So the point of it really is more to say, here's a behind-the-scenes look at this incredible place and a seat at a table that really none of us would get if not for the doors that Augusta National opened for us during that show.
Laura Rutledge from ESPN with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. We'll talk some NFL draft momentarily, speaking of which Nick Saban is going to be a part of ESPN's coverage, as we all know, a week from today. But you got to sit down in Augusta with Nick Saban, and we saw a completely different guy. I mean, we've talked about it on the air. He's got a completely different look in his eyes now, does he not?
Yeah, retirement's suiting him well, guys, and it is pretty cool. I mean, you know, just being on these Zoom meetings in preparation for the ABC draft coverage, which I'm a part of with Coach Saban. I can't even believe I'm saying that. Like, we're sitting there in the Zoom, and you know, it just says Nick Saban under his picture, and he's so dialed in. He's been watching a ton of film. He really wants to be good at TV. It was funny. I'll peel back the curtain a little bit for you guys. After we finished that interview at Augusta, I went into something else. We're leading to a Christo Lamprecht feature right after that, and we had to move some things around because we didn't know if we were getting Coach Saban. He kind of just, like, showed up, and of course, you're going to kind of stop whatever you're doing and just let him on the show if Nick Saban shows up. So we were bobbing and weaving a little bit, and producer got in my ear and was like, all right, we're going to the Lamprecht feature now, which was a lead-in on camera. There's no teleprompter. You know, there's nothing like that in a place like, you know, where we were for Augusta National. So Coach Saban stopped me after that when the feature was running, and he was like, how did you know what was next? How did you know what to do? And who and what are they telling you? And, I mean, he wanted to know the minute details of TV, which I thought was really interesting and speaks to who he is as just a human being. You don't get to the level of success that he's had without being detail-oriented. We know that's who he is. But for him to have that same attention to detail on his new job, I thought was pretty profound.
All right, we'll do a little NFL. We'll actually touch a little bit on your college life and how it, living in the South here, we know certainly what the SEC means. But you also understand the vagabond life of Major League Baseball, do you not?
I do, yes. That's how I got my start in the business, guys. And, I mean, grew up a Braves fan, obviously growing up in Atlanta. But then, you know, my first job out of college was I was the reporter for the Tampa Bay Rays for a couple years, and then reporter for the San Diego Padres before I started with SEC Network in 2014.
And your husband actually lived that life himself, did he not?
He did, exactly. So it was funny because we didn't meet in baseball at all. We actually met at a tailgate in Tuscaloosa. He was an Alabama player, and I was back there for Alabama-LSU game in 2011. But then, you know, funny enough, I end up, like, I was already kind of living the vagabond baseball life, and I end up stuck doing it with him, too. But it was well worth it, obviously.
So what is Thanksgiving or Christmas
really cool.
like? Because he's bona fide Alabama. You're bona fide, look, from the state of Georgia, go to school in Florida. What are those family get-togethers like in the beginning?
Well, the problem is Florida hasn't been very good since we've been together. And that's pretty, like, bad if you're a Florida fan, because Josh and I have been married for 10 years, and during that decade, we haven't been very good, and Alabama has consistently had the upper hand. So being somebody that covers this daily, I'm like, I can't even really argue with you, because your team is better than my team, and I don't know what else to say about it. But definitely, the funny thing is with our daughter Reese, who, you know, we're trying to like figure out which team she's going to root for, and she taught her entire preschool class in Connecticut how to say Roll Tide, and I'm like, well, wait a second, where's the Go Gators? Like, this is, I got to get control of this situation before it gets out of hand.
Things are getting beyond personal now, Laura.
Exactly.
Laura Rutledge is with us from ESPN. So with the draft coming up, I think doing the NFL live show and doing Augusta, you talked about sometimes having a prompter, sometimes not having a prompter. This is where you separate the pros from the people that want to do this, because you just never know what's going to be coming up.
Yeah, it's such a unique event with the NFL draft. And you really have to not only understand the prospects inside and out, but you also need to understand the needs of these NFL teams that are going to be wanting to trade up. This is a fascinating year, especially once you get past really the number one overall pick, which is going to be Caleb Williams, barring some sort of crazy unforeseen circumstance. So really at two, I mean, we're talking about this on NFL Live yesterday. The Commanders had basically every quarterback and their mom visiting. That means they don't know who they're going to pick, right? Why would you do that? You would have guys in, right? But you would kind of, by this point, a week away, you'd be committed to somebody at two. So that's fascinating. You got the Cardinals there at four. What are the Patriots going to do? I think you have to have in this particular event, such an understanding on all sides, knowing the college side certainly, but also knowing the NFL side and the needs that they may have, and really having those picks ingrained in your head, because it happens so fast, guys. You wouldn't believe. I mean, watching at home, I'm sure sometimes people are like, man, this thing's slogging along, get the pick in, but it's going a lot faster than you would think.
I'm going to deny this at some point later, but I am going to say that the guy I work with, in terms of what the job is, to be a point guard, to figure out where to go, why, when, and how, I'm a big fan of the point guard in these shows. Ernie Johnson, I think Sam Ponder, you have that responsibility a lot of times on that desk, and I have great respect for the people who have to really rein it in at times when somebody is screaming in their ear and their ear alone. So congratulations on that. That was the other thing that I liked. I thought at the Augusta stuff that it didn't feel like that, and you had a chance to actually be a little bit more personable that whole couple of hours.
Thank you. I really appreciate your feedback, and I'm going to share it. Even if it were negative, I would share it with our bosses, too, because I respect the heck out of what you guys do. And I love radio. I got my start in radio when I was still in college. Only wanted to do radio, by the way, so the joke's on me because I didn't end up getting to do that. But I'm trying to get back in. So maybe one day, maybe I can come join you guys one day, like, in person and give all this ESPN stuff up.
Well, be careful what you wish for, Laura. Yeah. That's all I'll tell you.
We are hot on the AM dial, though. I will tell you that. If you have visions going back to AM radio, we're your guys.
We have an FM signal.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We have an app as well. Laura, appreciate the time. Again, congratulations on fulfilling the Augusta dream, and we'll be watching next week with the draft a week from tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. And if you ever need a little old me to come back on the show, just you know how to find me.
And vice versa, the door is always open. Laura Rutledge from ESPN with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. She is a woman, but we are also introducing the 680 The Fan Girl, our brand-new social media sports content tailored to the ladies. A little less X's and O's, more lifestyle-driven sports content. The Fan Girl here at 680. The pages are curated expressly for our 680 female sports fans. Become a 680 The Fan Girl today and follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
All right, let's buckle up.
Let's do it.
Turn off the GPS and let Domino take the wheel. It's a drive around the sports world, presented by Marietta Toyota. At Marietta Toyota, every new Toyota includes our nationwide lifetime powertrain warranty, family-owned and operated since 1975. Stop in for a test drive or visit MariettaToyota.com. It's better in Marietta.
So it's a story that's a couple of days old, but I want to ask you, steadfastly denies is what's in quotations when it comes to Mr. Kraft. Reporting that he badmouthed Belichick to Arthur Blank so the Falcons wouldn't hire him. What do you think of a headline that says steadfastly denies?
I think you're trying too hard.
Okay.
That's what I think.
All right.
There's no way to prove it either way, right? So you might as well stick to your guns there if you're Robert Kraft.
Do you think it's a big deal when, let's say there were four major sports, right? Let's go with four major sports. If one guy gets kicked out of one of the major sports for life because he was gambling, is that a big story?
I would say it's a huge story.
Okay, who does basketball? Does ESPN do basketball?
I believe they do. I believe both of those games, including the Hawks disaster, they were on ESPN last night.
And here's the headline. It took ESPN more than an hour to acknowledge Jontay Porter's NBA ban on TV. Should it have taken an hour on ESPN?
No, it should have been their lead story.
Yeah, it really should, because it's a guy being banned for life. And I don't even care what the scheme was, what the plan was. It didn't go well, by the way. This is like robbing a bank and forgetting your mask, but still saying, I'm going to rob the bank.
He was leaking inside info. There was a very expensive parlay on the table based on information he was giving people, the prop bets.
They were terrible at this, is basically the point.
Sounds that way.
And because they were so terrible at it, he got suspended for life. But it should not have taken an hour on ESPN to point out the fact that a guy just got kicked out of the NBA.
I'll give you that.
All right, thank you very much. Hey, what do you think about the Jason Kelce story about losing the Super Bowl? Right?
So it's a vat of chili? Is that what I'm being told? Am I supposed to believe this?
Right. Well, that's the point. Do you believe
it? No.
I don't either.
I don't believe anything those two say.
Everything's
a work with those two. They think they're professional wrestlers. Everything is a work.
So let me ask you something. If you honor your Super Bowl ring, and I know there's a point where you want to be a character, but do you really put your Super Bowl ring in this situation?
No.
Okay. I'm not so sure he doesn't have it. People are talking about, we got to get him another one. He should unretire, and then he can get another one. Let's buy him one. I think there's like a GoFundMe page to get Jason Kelce another ring.
That's just stupid.
Well, I get
he know, did it to himself if it's true. Why would you spend your hard-earned money?
Mr. Kelce, here's $100. I want to help you buy a ring.
I just want you to get your ring back. That's all.
So you're with me. I am skeptical, to say the least.
Yeah, very much so. I don't believe it. I think everything's a work. I don't believe anything.
I think he said it's in a dump somewhere because the chili got then thrown out.
Right.
And, of course, it would end up someplace in a dump. So a Super Bowl ring, allegedly, according to these people.
Now, let me ask you this. How many people are surfing dumps now?
In Philadelphia?
In that area, yeah.
A lot.
I'm going to go find that ring.
Look for the chili.
I still haven't mastered the Philadelphia accent. I don't really know what it is.
You know what that sounded like? The kid from Brooklyn is dating my daughter,
right.
Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't cross-pollinate these characters here. This is Philadelphia. Yeah, I think there are people hunting for the dump that would have the chili in it, no doubt about it. Hey, last thing. Have you seen the numbers in college baseball? And I'm not here to talk about college baseball. I'm really not. But have you seen the numbers? They must be juicing these bats to the bejesus. I have home run per 100 at-bats in college baseball right now. Remember, there was a year where I think 9 home runs might have led to all of the NCAA.
Because the bats really went dead.
Guys are hitting 9 in a week. What's going on in baseball? Until somebody gets killed, it's just going to be, hey, man, the numbers are great. This is going to be good for us. Again, until somebody gets killed, there's not a doubt that these... Why aren't college players using wood bats? So I'm going
to
tell you...
It's supposed to prepare you for the next level, right? Because they're going to tell you it's too expensive, but we know what NIL is now. We know how much money the bigger conferences are making.
So here's my point. Get ready, MLB, because a couple of your scouts are going to get duped. They're looking at all these big home run hitting guys, and I promise you, it ain't going to be the same once they have to put these bats down.
I agree. Speaking of home runs, remember all season when the Braves hit a home run, you'll score an instant round trip or discount on a set of Goodyear or Cooper tires the next day only. So they hit 2 home runs yesterday. So look for the discount at Tire Discounters. Plus, you'll get a free alignment and free oil change with your tire purchase. The more home runs the Braves hit, the bigger the deals are at Tire Discounters. To find out more, tirediscounters.com/Braves is where you need to go.
I was going to include it in drive, but we have 2 minutes, so I just want to do this. This is Kendrick Perkins. Let's finish up with this. This is Kendrick Perkins on Michael Kay's show. And he decided, because he works for the Four Letter Network, he's going to bang on other people when it comes to their basketball acumen.
Guys like Barkley and Shaq, they kind of like dismiss the Knicks. They're going to get knocked out in the first round. What are they seeing that you're not seeing, that we're not seeing? Why are they down on them?
Because obviously they don't watch basketball.
Now, think about that. You're saying that on a show that you know it's going to get out, and that's fine. Here's why the TNT show is the best show on TV. Not only is it what you're going to hear, but you've got to understand something. They have a clip of Blake Griffin, and it's guys...
He retired yesterday.
Oh, it's in the guise of Blake Griffin retiring.
Right.
Absolutely demoralizing and taking the soul of...
Kendrick Perkins.
On a dunk. So here's how it went.
I watched that game.
He had like 3 dunks. No, in the same game.
I did.
You watched that game.
The Knicks game and this game, he had 3 dunks that probably will live, man.
We don't watch the Knicks game, Chuck, but I watched that game.
Shaq, you out here killing roaches, aren't you?
Oh, you know it.
I ain't gonna even get no love, no guy. Hey, 5 points a game. 5 points a game, gonna call me out.
He did average 5.4 points per game, Kendrick Perkins.
That is so perfect.
In his NBA career.
And do you understand, in the truck, somebody said, oh, we're going to take care of our guys. They had that clip of Blake Griffin, and the whole story was Blake Griffin retired. Wait, is that Kendrick? Oh, you know what's about to happen. He said, you're out here killing cockroaches.
As in, he's not even worth it.
Shaq even said, coming back, I'm going to have to answer to that guy. That is why they're the best at what they do. And let me tell you, go back to the crew that put that video together. Because here's what I know. Shaq and Charles aren't going back to edit that. They have guys who absolutely took care of their guys last night.
And, yeah, I mean, that's the way it works. We talked to Ernie Johnson about it. They really don't show up for rehearsal or the pre-show meetings because they want it to be pure. You say it all the time. Save it for the air. That's what they want those guys to do. So, yeah, I don't even know if they knew it was coming.
I don't watch a lot of basketball, but I watch that game. I watched that game.
It was just a coincidence, that's all, with Blake Griffin retiring. Coming up, a major change, another one, in fact, for the student athlete. Get ready to pack your bags as we go on campus next. Hobnob and Vinings is where we are. The Lunch with a Legend series with Dale Murphy ongoing, courtesy of First Horizon Bank. It's Cellini and Domino. It's The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM. Hobnob and Vinings is where we are. Dale Murphy addressing the crowd. It's the Lunch with a Legend series featuring Murph. I want to thank First Horizon Bank for that. Also, some sad news. This man, Dickie Betts, passing away from
the
Allman Brothers Band at the age of 80.
No,
the
Ramblin' No. Hold on.
The Ramblin' Man is no longer with us. I'm just trying to ignore
it. I know. Isaiah, you almost spit out your food because you heard what I just heard. You can't do that.
I'm just trying to move forward like a tank, Chris.
This is
all I'm trying
to do. This just came across the wire. This is not like Jerry Garcia.
He was born in the back seat of a Greyhound bus rolling down Highway 41.
Hey, again, wrong sounder, Matt Lear.
Oh, that's
funny.
Need
a minute. If I need a minute, and I've lived here 31 years, what are the people who are actually from here? Like, what are they going through right now?
Sorry, that was Adam on the board.
Which is why you can't hit buttons like that, because there are people that are just hearing this news literally for the first time.
Dickie Betts, gone but not forgotten at the age of 80.
Poor taste, Matt Lear, poor taste.
We dig a little bit deeper. Domino mentioned it into the Bill Belichick Falcon story from ESPN a little past the top of the hour.
The college football voice of the South is going on campus. Presented by Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth. Or shop online at SubaruofGwinnett.com.
So, Chris, I'm sure you saw this. NCAA athletes will immediately be eligible to play, no matter how many times they transfer, as long as they meet academic requirements. The NCAA said a thumbs up to that rule change yesterday.
Well, here's my question. There was a guy who went on Twitter, and I'm assuming he wasn't lying, but again, I'm not telling you 100% he wasn't. One of the guys that went into the transfer portal, they had a project due that week. He said, does this mean this guy's gone? He hasn't even told me. I swear to God, I'm not kidding. When you transfer in the transfer portal and you stop going to class, how are you academically eligible?
I don't know.
This guy said, one of these players who just, I found out he got into the portal, hasn't told me anything. We got a project due Thursday. Does this mean he's not finishing this project with me? Because this is really important for my grade. How do you stay eligible if you just pack up your bags and you leave in the middle of a week?
I don't think this person thought it out. I don't think this person thought big picture why I need to finish this project.
Here's what I'm saying, though. We've had players in the last few years who are trying to get eligible, and the NCAA says, nope, you're going to have to wait. Haven't gotten your paperwork yet. How do they know for sure that everybody in the portal is academically eligible this quickly?
I'm not really sure offhand they do. They have to dig a little bit deeper based on the story you just told.
Thousands of people. You mean to tell me the NCAA has got people on staff who are figuring out if people are academically eligible?
Well,
I say no way, sir.
Much like NIL, maybe they just haven't crossed that
bridge
yet.
Let me ask you this. I also want to tell you, do you think this might open up the door for somebody being able to leave college before their junior year is done? Because you go, wow, there seem to be places where you go, you can do whatever the hell you want, but I can't do this.
I mean, at this point in time, isn't anything possible?
Yes.
Isn't everything within the realm of possibility?
Yes.
So, yeah, that could be next. I wouldn't be surprised.
There's going to be a six-year-old who signs. They're going to get an NIL deal for Pampers, and they're going to sign. And they're going to sign with a college, is what I'm telling you. They're going to sign an NIL deal. They're going to poop themselves, literally, because they're so happy. And then they're going to commit to a college. This is all coming, man. You think I'm kidding? This is all coming.
Steve Sarkisian was still unwrapping the Texas playoff season when he found out on January the 10th that Nick Saban was retiring. He said, I'd be lying if I said I didn't think about it, in a conversation he had with ESPN. He said, but it took me all of 60 seconds to say, yeah, I'm not doing that, because he knew and everybody knew that he was going to stay and get a race. And he did.
What else is he thinking about? How else can these guys get raises other than thinking about or having their name attached? You know what an agent's job is? Every bit as much as negotiating a contract. I'm not telling you I could, but the paperwork is pretty standard. The agent's job is to convince people that your guy has an opportunity to go over there. Now, you can stop him, but it's going to cost you. That's the agent's, it feels like, the main job. It's not shopping you job to job. It's letting you or somebody else in the media that's right there under your thumb say that, oh, this could happen, and voila. More paperwork shows up on the old fax machine with a raise.
We're getting some word that he's talking
right
to Tuscaloosa. We better give him a raise.
No doubt about it.
Mike Norvell made more money, yep, among others, just because Nick Saban retired. It's all it took.
And I don't know that it's Jimmy Sexton, but I do say, and I'll say this again, I've watched Game of Thrones. You didn't watch it, did you?
No.
Have you ever watched any of those? I know you don't do period pieces, but have you ever seen the period pieces like when the knights and that sort of genre?
Yeah.
Where they have the big board and they start pushing things,
sure,
around? That's Jimmy Sexton in my mind. Jimmy Sexton is in like an episode of Game of Thrones where it's, which land are we going to take next? I don't know, but if I put this guy over here, there's an empty spot right here. I get to push.
Now, I didn't necessarily see the movies, but I did go to medieval times, so it's kind of the same thing.
Similar. Yeah, similar. And then Jimmy Sexton would say, we're going to put two guys on a horse. They're going to just joust for the job.
You ever go to medieval times?
No, never.
Would you ever go?
Nope. Nope. Oh, I see the funny pictures. Everybody's holding up the biggest turkey leg.
It is, the massive turkey leg.
Yeah,
everybody has to get one of those turkey legs.
I don't have to go. What else are they doing, by the way? Do they
have the
all stay in character?
Yes, they do.
Like the servers and everybody stays in character.
Yeah, they're jousting.
No interest.
And, you know, they got New Balance shoes on. They're out there jousting.
No,
it's
no
like, I don't think they had those shoes back then.
No, but I got a long shift. I got a long shift.
Thouse has a long shift.
Yeah, I've never been north. There are certain things that I swear to God, I'm going to go to my grave.
Dude, you got dry.
Very happy.
Thou sweats.
Very happy that I didn't do certain things.
Miami is in the University of Miami, according to this open records federal tax form that USA Today got their hands on, paid Mario Cristobal $22.7 million in 2022. $7.7 million in base pay, $14.9 million in other reportable compensation because of the buyout that he had to leave Oregon. It's the largest ever single-year amount for an athletics department employee in a tax form.
Good thing it was
a private university.
Good thing it was a national championship year.
No, it didn't really work out that way.
Damn.
But again, like you said, this is now the world that we live in.
You don't have to win. You just got to be talked about. You don't have to win. You can get a raise just being talked about. 5-7, 7-5, 9-2. Who wants you? I don't know. Let's make something up.
And also, if you're a player and you're in the right spot at the right time, like Indiana and Ohio State paying everybody because their coaches are desperate to win, you transfer and you're immediately eligible, so you're going to make some money in the process.
They said, it's not me, Ryan Day brought up last year was going to take $13 million. Well, when you add up everything around Ohio State football, $34 million to put a team out there this year. $34 million, and you don't even know what you're going to get. In Indiana, you're talking about basketball.
Yeah, Mike Woodson in a desperate spot. Kirk Cousins made a lot of money. He'll get a nice Atlanta welcome right here in the Battery this weekend. All things NFL are next here on Cellini and Domino as we come to you from Hobnob and Vinings. It's the Fan 680 and 93.7 FM.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.